Shall we play a game?
How about global thermal nuclear war?
How about a nice game of Skyrim?
Welcome back. This is Dark Brotherhood episode 8. I believe last time I said 6, but it was actually 7. So this is the 8th episode of the Dark Brotherhood. As always, if you like the show, leave a review on iTunes. And again, July 16th, 5 p.m., Tattooed Moms, Philly Podfest, all free. Come on in. We're going to have, it'll be myself, I believe, Andrew, Pat, and Victor will all be there. So we'll be doing Skyrim and obviously Fallout with the Fallout feed crew there. And that's all free. So make sure you come check that out if you're in the Philadelphia area. Any questions, you can send me an email at skyrimaticpodcast@gmail.com or hit me up on Twitter at @skyrimatic or in the Facebook group, obviously. So last we left, we were about to go back and meet up with Astrid. So we were just about to Dark Brotherhood Sanctuary. We are currently traveling. Again, my character is Ja Rule. He is an Argonian. He was shipwrecked off the north coast of Skyrim when his boat went down, or his ship went down, I should say. And he made his way to Windhelm, where he was... Whoa, there's a heavy rainstorm. Sorry about that awful sound. So he made his way to Windhelm, where he heard about a kid and got involved in the Dark Brotherhood. So let's head back in. We're in the middle of Armand Motier's quest line here. We just got the amulet checked out. Sorry about that rain. That was a bit crazy. You know what they say about the rain on the plane in Falkreath? It's crazy. All right. So hopefully Astrid will be inside. Nothing too insane will be going on. Who knows? We have Cicero in here. Anything could be happening at any time. Who the hell knows? All right. Oh, there's Astrid, top of the steps, as always.
Good, you're back. Well, what did Mallory have to say? Is the amulet authentic?
Yes, and it was made for members of the Elder Council.
The Elder Council? Oh, now that explains quite a bit. Motier, you naughty, naughty boy. Hiring the Dark Brotherhood to help you rise beyond your station. Delicious. Was Mallory willing to buy the amulet?
He was. Here's the letter of credit.
Splendid. Then we're ready to begin. Or, more specifically, you're ready to begin. After all, you're the one the Night Mother spoke to. Now then... I hope you have something nice to wear, because you're going to a wedding.
Okay, a wedding?
Well, more like the public reception. It should be a lovely affair. You'll mingle with the guests, eat some cake, stab the bride. Oh, yes. You've got to kill the bride at her wedding. And they say romance is dead.
Do they? Who is the target?
Her name is Vittoria Vici. She oversees the East Empire Company's business holdings in Solitude. The wedding is being held in that city, at the Temple of the Divines. Her death will cause an uproar, which is exactly what we want. Vici is likely to address her guests frequently, as is the wedding custom. Kill her when she does that, and I promise you a significant bonus.
Okay.
Now go. And give my best to the bride.
So I will definitely be holding off until she addresses her
off to
guests.
With you.
All right, I am off to Solitude.
Give the Emperor some real motivation to visit Skyrim.
Here we go. I'm going to let me turn down the sound in case there's rain outside. Just in case. We don't want to mishap. Oh, the skies have cleared. It's actually bright and sunny right now. Oddly sunny in Falkreath. Let's check our map. All right, we have not been to Solitude, so we're gonna go to we're going to go to the abandoned shack. So when we get to Solitude, obviously we'll have a bit of a beheading to attend, and then we'll get to our wedding. So let's do that. So we're going to start at the abandoned shack and work our way over to good old Solitude. All right. Jesus, very loud here on the water. Let's turn that down a little bit. There we go. Water was very, very loud. We're across the waterway from the side entrance to... Oh, there's spiders here. I forget. There's so many spiders up this way. We're going to run. Actually, I could probably use Calm and take care of them. But we'll just run. We don't have time to deal with them right now. They're just spiders anyway. They're doing no harm. Okay. So we are at the waterway here. I'm an Argonian, so I can just go underwater and swim all the way to the other side. Don't have to worry about coming up for air. One of the benefits of being an Argonian. We are deep, deep underwater outside of Solitude. Swimming across. Again, no worries. We are Argonian. We can swim forever. Although I'm sure I would drown at some point. Not in the game, though. All right, so we have hit the other side. We're going to head up the beach. We're going to go in... I guess I'll go in the side gate here. There's a little gate on the walkway just outside of the East Empire Trading Company. We're going to take that pathway in. There's a door in the cliffside. Since I'm right here, I'm going to take that and enter Solitude. So maybe we'll just skip the beheading. We all know what happens. Poor Fel gets beheaded. You pick up his head. You roll it down to the Blue Palace. That's what you're supposed to do. If you haven't done that, you should try it. Actually, you don't pick up his head. You can shout it. I think you can pick it up. It's weird. I've gotten it all the way to the Blue Palace. It's entertaining. Alrighty. We are entering Solitude. Entering another gateway. Everybody's at the beheading. We're probably going to have to go to that. What time is it? It's midnight, so... You betrayed us. Let's watch the beheading, and then we'll head to the wedding. We'll rest, and then we'll get to the wedding.
Traitor!
Get on with it!
Rogvir, you helped Ulfric Stormcloak escape the city after he murdered High King Torrig. By opening that gate for Ulfric, you betrayed the people of Solitude.
He doesn't deserve to speak!
There was no murder.
Liar!
He beat the High King in fair combat. Such is our way. Such is the ancient custom of Skyrim and all Nords.
This doesn't look good for you, Rockbeer. Yes. All right, he's about to kneel down. He's got his head pushed down onto the chopping block.
I go to Sovngarde.
Oh, the axe is coming down. Boom. There it goes. Oof, the blood splattered. His head rolled to the front here. That's a shame. Poor fella. All right, so the execution is done.
Some gate guard you were.
Wow, these people. Man, the guy's dead. Just let him be. Alright, everybody's leaving.
I think I expected more.
Okay, well, that was uneventful. Alright, we're gonna wait until tomorrow. Since it's midnight right now, we're gonna rest for a bit. We're just waiting. We're not really going anywhere and resting. Alrighty, and we're going to head up to begin our quest to kill Victoria Vici.
It shouldn't have been like this.
Shouldn't have, I know, I agree.
Wanderer like you must have plenty of tales to tell.
Oh, I have plenty of tales
but
to tell.
I'm afraid I'm too busy to hear them.
Oh, that's a shame. Alright, get my muffle on. You know what I should do? What do I have? Let's make sure what kind of potions I have here. Do a little prep work. I do have a... I believe I have an invisibility potion. I have two invisibility potions, so that will be helpful.
God might get nervous. A man approaches with his weapon drawn.
That's true. I'm sorry about that. I'm just going to sneak up here. I'm heading up the castle. Door steps to the top level so I can get hidden. I can see
typical imperial rot.
You speak of Skyrim like down below.
No, it's people. You're from Cyrodiil. You know nothing about us. Nothing.
Oh, I know enough. I know those troublemaking stormcloaks refuse to submit to imperial authority. Such seditious behavior. Why, it's treason.
And when the elves marched into your beloved Cyrodiil?
We're going to maybe cast a fury
everyone
spell.
Took up arms against them. Wasn't that treason against the Dominion?
Let's see what happens if we do it this way.
Nope,
somebody saw me. So we're gonna load that back up. I didn't like how that worked out. It's very sloppy. I gotta be a little more thoughtful about how I'm gonna go about
why
this.
Why, that's not the same thing at all. The Dominion were invaders.
I can wait until
conquerors.
She goes on the balcony
we
up here.
Fight them to preserve our own way of life.
Or
my point exactly.
Let's see. What are we waiting for here? All right, everybody's kind of getting in place now. Is she going to address her people? Okay. They can see me. That's the only problem. I'm trying to get hidden here. It's very tough to hide. All right, they are walking. They're going to head into the castle, I assume. And then come up on the balcony, and that's when we're going to take care of them. There they go. In the doorway. Excellent. Excellent. All right, come on, Victoria. Come on. Ah, there she is.
Good people of solitude. Are you all enjoying yourselves? Please, eat, drink, and make merry on this most happy of days.
We pushed a loose gargoyle. I'm going to take my potion of invisibility. We dropped a gargoyle on her. She's dead.
What was that?
Someone do something. The bride has been murdered.
I'm invisible. I'm going to head back to Astrid. But nobody can see me right now because I am invisible. Crap. I am not invisible anymore. I may have to take another potion. Gotta get out of here. Who's this?
Astrid ordered me to...
Huh? What? Astrid ordered you to what?
Mine's playing tricks on me.
Vizara's here, and... He said Astrid ordered me to... And that was it. Okay, weird.
Cast your fancy magic someplace else.
I will. I'm going to open Castle Duar. I think we messed up Vizara here. I don't know why he came in here. I don't know why we're in here. Yeah, we probably shouldn't be in here. We're going to leave. I don't know where he went. He's supposed to talk to me. That was very strange. So, we're going to skedaddle out of here. We're heading across the ramparts of the castle. And we're going to exit stage left. After killing Miss Victoria Beachy. I guess technically I could probably fast travel right now, but... Alright, let's see. Where am I? What? Ah, here we go. Here we go. Found the stairs to exit. Heading down the spiral stairs, one of the towers. We are by the front gate of Solitude. And we've exited to Skyrim. So we are out of Solitude, seems safely. We used a little bit of invisibility potion. We pushed the gargoyle on top of poor Victoria Vici, so no one was any the wiser as we did that. So that's good. All right, let's just head back then. Let's go talk to Astrid. That was a little simpler than I've ever done it. So usually I get caught. So I didn't get caught that time. That was strange. But I think Vizara was supposed to talk to me. So I'm not sure what happened there. But let's get back to the Dark Brotherhood Sanctuary and see what's going on. Let's just hope it's not raining. It's raining. Okay. So we are at the Sanctuary. Here we go. Head inside. Speak to Astrid and see what is up. There's there she is by the table with the map on it and the daggers in the map.
The news is everywhere. Vittoria Vici, the Emperor's cousin, butchered at her own wedding. Well done.
Well, she wasn't butchered.
Let's see His Eminence try to ignore this.
Statue fell on her.
With Vici's murder, you've started us down a path the Dark Brotherhood hasn't traveled in centuries. The assassination of an emperor.
Mm-hmm.
And now your reward. A unique spell to summon a legend of the Dark Brotherhood. His soul serves us now in death, as his body once did in life.
Nice.
And of course, a bonus for killing Vici while she addressed her guests as instructed. Gold. Simple and pure.
I like
Spend
that.
Spend it as you will.
Okay.
Now then, time to proceed to the next stage of the plan. Go and speak with Gabriella. She's been helping me arrange your next contract.
Alrighty. Let's go speak to Gabriella. Whoops. Here we are heading into the main part of the sanctuary. And going to speak to Gabriella.
Will there ever come a time when the people of Skyrim no longer need our services?
Hopefully.
Dear brother, I've been waiting for you. Your next contract awaits, as I'm sure Astrid indicated.
What are the details?
With the Emperor's arrival in Skyrim now a certainty, his security service, the Penitus Oculatus, will need to begin its preparations immediately. Security is being handled by a Commander Morrow. Astrid and I have devised a plan to break the man, and in doing so, cripple the Emperor's protection. You are to slay the commander's son, Gaius Morrow, and once he is dead, plant false evidence on his body, implicating him in a plot to kill the Emperor.
I'm listening. I like this.
He is set to leave the Penitus Oculatus outpost at Dragonbridge and inspect the security of each city in Skyrim. Go there now. Observe Gaius Morrow's departure and follow him. Waylay him in one of the cities and send his soul to Sippus. Once he's dead, plant the incriminating letter on his body and let fate take care of the rest. Oh, and one final thing.
Yes.
To earn your bonus, do not kill Gaius Morrow in Dragonbridge or on the road. Kill him in one of the other major cities he'll be visiting. There, the body will be discovered quickly, as will the letter implicating Gaius Morrow in the plot to assassinate the Emperor. Do that, and Astrid has authorized me to grant you a rather unique bonus. It is a special token to be given to Olava the Feeble in Whiterun.
Hmm.
Olava is an old and dear friend, and a powerful seer. The token entitles you to a reading of your future. It's an opportunity one should not pass up.
Excellent. So do you know his schedule?
No. So your best plan is to follow him after he leaves Dragonbridge. However, there is one other option. We know there's an actual written travel schedule somewhere in the Penitus Arculatus outpost. Securing that would, obviously, be most beneficial.
Certainly. All right, let me head off to do that.
Walk in Gaius Morrow's shadow and deliver to him the judgment of Sithis.
Need something?
Yes, I want to use this because I want to see if I can make an invisibility potion, sir. All right, let me see if I can use the... All right. Come on, out of the alchemy lab. I just want to see if I have some ingredients for an invisibility potion to replace my current one. No, I don't.
And I'm supposed to greet you respectfully.
All right, let's head out of here. We are going to head to Dragonbridge.
So many contracts, so little time.
And see if we can get Gaius's schedule, his itinerary, and track him down. That would be the best way to do it. Alrighty. Very rainy out. Alright, once again, we will... actually, this time we're going to fast travel to Solitude and then run down the road to... And then run down the road to Dragonbridge. Because we've not been to Dragonbridge previously, so we'll just... head to Solitude and run down the road and visit there. What in the world is that noise? I'm in Solitude and that didn't sound like Solitude to me. All right, so we're leaving Solitude right now. I'm not sure what was going on in the front gates of Solitude, but we're leaving Solitude. And we're going to head off to the west to Dragonbridge and see if we can get Gaius's itinerary from the Penitus Arculatus.
The Emperor's cousin killed right here in Solitude. I feel nothing but shame.
I'm sorry for your loss. All right, let's head down the pathway. And head to Dragonbridge. Shouldn't be too far down the road. Passing the stables now. Trying to do this quietly. We don't want to get into any mayhem on the way, for sure. Oh, crap. What did I just do? I think I... used my once-a-day power that I didn't mean to use. Alrighty, so we are heading west on the road leaving Solitude. We're coming up on Meridia's Beacon. I can see it up above. We're gonna keep going. We don't need to talk to her right now. That quest for another time. So... Dragonbridge is a little bit further down the road here. We're passing a Stormcloak camp right now.
We know who you are, so you'd better come with us right now.
Wait, what?
I don't care. Leave me alone.
Oh.
I don't have time for this foolishness.
Oh, there we are. We are in Dragonbridge. Here we go. Let's see if we can get in and get this itinerary, shall we? Got my muffle on. Alrighty, let's see what we can find out here. We are in Dragonbridge. Ah, I see some Penitus Arculatus.
I know you will, but all the same, remember everything I said. Stay alert, and when you get to the cities, make your observations.
Commander Morrow, I understand. Commander Morrow is talking to Gaius.
I'm inspecting security, not charging off into battle. There's not a lot that can go wrong.
Son, when the Emperor's safety is concerned, anything could go wrong. Off with you now, and good travels.
Yes, good travels.
Farewell, Father. I'll return as soon as I'm able.
Well, this is it then. Look after yourself, Gaius. You're doing your duty, and I'm proud of you, but you better come back to me. You hear?
Yes.
Oh, Fider. I may travel alone, but you know I carry you always in my heart. I'll see you soon.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Keep back, citizen. I have important business I must attend to.
Let's talk to Fida.
Fida is the name. I keep the inn.
Fida. Sorry, not Fida.
Until next time.
Until next time. Yes. All right, we are in sneak mode. We're hidden. We're going to get into the outpost. We're just sneaking into the outpost now. Commander Morrow just left there. He's heading across the street to the tavern. I don't think anybody sees me. I guess slow. There's somebody in here, but I don't believe they see me. So we're gonna grab his schedule. I'm gonna steal it. And I'm gonna slip back out the door. Whoa. The heck in the world? That was a weird map just appeared on my screen. Okay, so I don't know. Maybe that was... I don't know. I'm not sure what happened there. Call of the... Oh, I stole something. Sorry. I had a mod installed. The Great Cowl of Nocturnal quest kicked off. Alrighty. Anyway, let me pull up this schedule. Gaius Morrow's schedule. So... Let's see. Wait, what day is it, first of all? Today is Freydas. Okay. 12th of Hearthfire. Today is Freydas. Let's see. Freydas. Orndas. Solitude, the Emperor's Tower. Solitude, Castle Duar. Door. Windhelm, the Palace of Kings. And Windhelm. Freydas. Markarth. So really, I think our best bet is... It looks like our best bet is, since it's already Freydas... I don't know where he's going to be. The problem is, on Redas and Sundas, it's his discretion. So he could be in any area. So I may have to wait until Solitude. But let's head to Markarth, Understone Keep. That's where probably we should be heading. Alright, we're off to Markarth, and hopefully he'll be there. We shall see. Hopefully he hangs out here after he's supposed to, or we get here prior to the day ending. Although I'm not sure, it's quite a journey. We did fast travel it, so I don't know how long they count that as, but... Where is he? Oh, he's on the road. Jesus. He must be on his way here. We're gonna wait 2 hours. Where's he heading? Oh, this guy... Oh, he's here. Where is he?
Well, what am I supposed to do? Never leave the house? You want that ending?
The cousin of the Emperor was murdered. In solitude.
All right, he's in here somewhere. Where is he? Is he at Understone Keep, maybe?
We're not fighting, we're just... I'll get you something to eat.
You don't know
this house?
I don't know anything about it for certain. Alrighty.
Leaving? Strange lights or unusual noises?
It's abandoned, and it's always been abandoned.
Where is this guy? He is somewhere in...
There's no shipments coming in, so I do nothing.
Where is he? I cannot find Gallus Morrow. I don't know where he is. Gaius, not Gallus. I apologize. Man, where is he? I'm going to head to Understone Keep. I don't know. Maybe he's there. I'm not sure. I'm looking around town right now. Wait a little bit and see if we can find him somewhere. That stinks. I need to get him while he's in town. We are heading to Understone Keep right now. See if maybe he's in here. I'd assume he's sleeping somewhere. It is the middle of the night. Alright, he is not in here. He's supposed to be in Markarth somewhere. Perhaps he's in the guard tower. Let me head up there, see what's going on. That would make sense. This would make more sense. I was going low. He must be up high. Yes, that's what it is. All right, we have our muffle on. We're going to sneak in to the guard tower. And hope that nobody sees us. And take care of Gaius. Alright, we are in the guard tower. Let's sneak down. So the guard tower in Markarth is at the very top of the city. It's like the highest point. He's not in bed. It's 4:15 in the morning. Why are you not in bed, dude? Alright, let's, we're gonna sneak in here. See if anybody else is awake. Everybody else seems to be sleeping. This guy's gotta go to bed, right? Where's he at? Where's he going? He's gonna sit on a bench. Oh, jerkwad. Alright, Gaius is sitting on a bench. Sneak through this room over here. You think he'd be asleep. It's late at night. Read the importance of where. Of course, if you want to hear the importance of where, perhaps it'll be on Skyrim Book Club. Perhaps it already was. Perhaps I'm putting Steve in a bind. Alrighty. I don't know how we're going to do this here. Get my daggers out. I don't know if I can sneak up on him. He's, like, right next to me.
What do you think? What was that?
Alright, I got him. Let me put the letter on him. That was not super easy. Me two hits. So let me slip out of here. Put my gear away. Nobody awoke. Everybody else is asleep. He didn't alarm anyone, so let me get out of here. Really wanted to have a nice clean throat slit on that one, but it did not work out that way. What is going on? Oh boy.
Get him! Kill him!
Who? Oh, there must be vampires down there. Oh great. We're gonna avoid the vampires for right now. We're gonna report back to Gabriella. I can't, there's enemies around. It's gotta be vampires. That's what it sounds like. So let's sneak down there, see what we can do. See if we can help out.
Where's these vampires coming from?
It was vampires. Oh, but you know what there will be? Vampire dust, which you can make invisibility potion. No, I don't see a regular... Alright, let's get out of here. Okay, let's head back to Gabriella and continue on with our Dark Brotherhood quest line. So we've discovered, we've taken care of Gaius, we've planted the letter on him, and we're heading back to her, let her know that everything is cool. So that's what's going on currently in our quest line. Oof. Man, the rain and fall creep, I tell you. Head into the sanctuary. Always hold my breath when I come in here. Who knows what could be going on inside. There's some crazy people in Dark Brotherhood Sanctuary. I mean, they do have a mummy in a coffin that they talk to. Technically, I talk to it. So, or it talked to me, I should say. All right, let's head down the steps. And, oh, here's Gabriella.
Ah, at last. I've been anxiously awaiting your return.
Gaius Morrow is dead.
Yes, I know. As does Astrid. You have done well and have earned both your reward and a bonus, as I have mentioned. But you should know that we have a more pressing matter to deal with.
Oh, boy.
It's... Cicero. There's been an incident. You should proceed into the sanctuary. I'll let Astrid explain.
Oh, boy. Alrighty. Well... I'm concerned. I knew something was going to go wrong at some point. So next time we'll pick it up with Cicero, see what Cicero is up to down below in the heart of the sanctuary. Hopefully nothing too crazy. Let's hope. We got our fingers crossed. We'll hope for the best. But if you enjoy the show, If you enjoy the show, leave a review on iTunes. And you can always join the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/ascarmaticpodcast. We talk about the Fallout feed and random other stuff as well. So check out all our shows at asapodcasting.com. All right. Thanks, everybody. And see you next time on episode 9. Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Play Skyrim. Opening and closing theme music provided by Visager. Visit visager.us to hear all of his other music. To contact the show, email ascarimaticpodcast@gmail.com. Also, be sure to leave an iTunes review if you enjoy what you hear. For all of our other shows, head to asapodcasting.com, including My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis with Jeremy, Game Talk, General Gaming Podcast, The Fallout Feed, Fallout Podcast, Skyrimatic Podcast, and The Chatterbox Podcast.